Hello everyone, thank you Ajinkya for inviting me on this talk show, that is Security Talk with AJ. I really feel overwhelmed to be here and to talk to all of you from this platform. Well, before we start, let me introduce myself. I am Mansi Gagra. Hello everyone, I am Mansi Gagrani Bhadade. I am educationalist by profession. I am the principal for Ujjwal Sprouter International. I am the founder of Life Economics. I am NLP practitioner, parents and students counselor. I am a resource person. I am a graphologist, a YouTuber and a blogger. So this is what I am. I totally agree, technology is one of the most important aspects of our life. Technology has improved our lives and also made our lives fast, easier, and more convenient. Actually speaking, technology has made a big revolution in our life. Our children also use technology from a very tender age, right? Many of the times we feel proud the way our kids handle the electronic gadgets with a lot of ease. Rather, they can use any of these gadgets better than us, and also they learn things faster than us. Now let us understand, how is this technology affecting our children? The major affecting part of the body is their brain. Because unlike adult brain, a child's brain is still developing. And excess exposure to technology can impair brain structure and brain functioning, which leads to behavioral imbalance. Now, let us understand what are the major behavioral problems in our children. As I said, there are many problems related to their behavior, their social disconnect, their physical stagnation, their school performance, they getting more intrapersonal and less interpersonal. Now let us understand these problems with a little more clarity. If the children tend to use technology for a very long span of time and also from very tender age, especially the online or offline games that the youth are playing today, like PUBG, Clash of Clans, or many other, are making our children very violent in nature. They become very aggressive. Also, they aren't able to express themselves properly. They have low self-esteem, which also means using technology for a very long span of time means sitting on one place for a longer time. That says no physical exercise, no exposure to the sunlight, which can also be a major reason for obesity. As the children are continuously using technology, they would prefer to be by themselves and would not have social connect. As these kids are socially disconnected, they tend to talk to unknown people. They tend to search their happiness in the virtual world, using dating apps, watching pornographic sites, is one of the biggest dangers our children are or will be facing in a near future. Also, as I said, they search their happiness into the virtual world. Now, let us just take one simple example. Many of the times when we go out, what normally we see is people clicking photos immediately the moment they get outside of the vehicle. And the second thing what they will do is, they'll post it on the social media. Now, the expectation of posting these videos on the social media is, I should get maximum likes. New locations, beautiful dresses, best looks with lot of makeups, with lot of stuff wearing, makes a child feel that I will be understood or I will stand separate from my friends. Now, this expectation makes the child think more about the likes and the comments he or she is getting on the social medias. Just think, you and me giving a advice or giving a comment to the child in person. Will it really matter? No, it won't. But the same if you give it on a social media, maybe on Facebook, Instagram, or some of the other social media sites, the child will surely be happy. So this is making a child really, really, really vulnerable to depression. Of course, yes, this is also one of the leading reasons why kids don't feel happy. Because their brain has trained itself, that is, the oxytocins and dopamines release only when they get more of likes. Now, oxytocins and dopamines are some neurons in the brain that make any one of us happy. But for these kids, the neurons and these oxytocins and dopamines release only when a child can see some content on his or her social account. Think about it, how dangerous it is for our kids. They won't be happy for a longer span of time. As our kids, we have already seen this problem. They get bored very fast. They cannot focus on things. They don't like things for a longer span of time. They will always say that we want something new. And for the same, they'll keep on changing their status, their photos. They'll keep on uploading many new things related to themselves so that people around can see what is happening with them. Now let us look at another aspect of technology affecting our children. It is the long screen time, which means the digital strain. Yes, very correct. The digital eye strain. Now what happens is, if the child uses the mobile for a longer span of time, that is a screen time, if the screen time increases, there are many problems related to the eyesight and also to his physique. Problems related to eyesight are, the children can have burning eyes, itching eyes, or even dried eyes. I think this is the major problem which is now being found in children from the age of 5 to 15. Many of the kids have dried eyes for which the doctors normally prescribe not to see the mobile for a prescribed span of time, which can be for a month to a year. So let us understand how dangerous it is for a child to use a mobile from a very early age. Also, having headaches, fatigue, blurred image or double image are some of the reasons of using mobiles for a longer time. Watching mobiles, TVs, laptops or any of the digital instrument for a longer span of time. Even having the pain in neck and head is one of the major reasons of problem for our children. Because whenever you are watching or using any of the technology, you normally keep your head down, because of which your neck has to strain a lot. And also, the kids of this age face a lot of problem with their spinal cords. So for so long, I have been telling of lot many problems which occur because of using technology, because of the use of technology. So what should we do? Should we stop using mobile? Should we tell our kids no, not to use the mobile anymore? Not possible. It's really not possible in today's age to work without any digital gadget. Because we say it's the world of AI, artificial intelligence. So if artificial intelligence is there, but natural, we have to use the gadgets. So let us try and understand what are some techniques of using these gadgets in an effective manner. Let us find out some tools which will make our kids a better person to live, and also he or she won't be harmed with the use of this technology. For the children who are below 18 months, it's a request, dear friends, please don't allow your kids to watch mobile. Remember, the children below 18 months should not at all see the mobile, should not at all have the visibility to any kind of social media or any kind of technology, because it will strain their eye, their brain, their body, everything will be in a problem. Moving on, the kids from 18 months to 24 months, the maximum screen time what the kids should have is 15 minutes. Yes, it is only and only 15 minutes. And you as a parent have to decide what in this 15 minutes will the child see. So it'll be your decision that this 18 month to 24 month child, what the child can see. Moving on, when it comes to a child from 2 years to 5 years, the maximum screen time should be an hour. Only 1 hour. I know we normally don't look at these look at these time frames and we let the child see the TV or the mobile or whatever it is for maybe around an hour or two, which is a normal process. But according to the guidelines of the ophthalmologists, it is always said that these are the expected screen times. So from 18 months, no access to any kind of social media or any kind of technology. From 18 months to 24 months, it has to be only 15 minutes. From 2 years to 5 years, maximum an hour. From 6 years onwards, you as a parent have to discuss with your child and decide what type of media is the child going to see, and also what for how long is the child going to see it. Now, how long? This long shouldn't increase more than 2 hours. So maximum 2 hours. But then here, you as a parent have to discuss with the child that what kind of things can be watched and for how long the things can be watched. For example, if I say, let us talk about like, you will see TV for 15 minutes, mobile for half an hour, laptop for 10 minutes. So you have to decide your own timetable of watching all these gadgets and how long each gadget can be used and what contents will you see on these particular gadgets. I know it's going to be a bit difficult for all the parents listening to me. 15 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, it's next to impossible. But then if we want our kids to have a bright future and a beautiful life somewhere, we surely have to fight with our children for their better lives. So I know it's going to be difficult, but you'll surely do it. Moving on, make your kids technologically literate. This actually means that your kids should know about all these things from a very tender age. Like, there's a thing called laptop, there's a thing called computer, there's a thing called TV, and there's a thing called mobile. Everything the child should know from a very tender age. But then, as a parent, you have to tell the child that from which age will the child be able to use all these gadgets. The moment I say, no, you're not supposed to use it now, the child gets curious. His curiosity increases, and because of that curiosity, the child would try to touch and try to use the gadget the moment you say no. But when you say that yes, you'll be able to use it just at this particular age, not now, the curiosity will surely reduce. It won't be 0%, but then 100% it'll reduce, which will help you to negotiate with the child and to make him understand that this is not the right time for you to use this particular technology. Moving on to the next point, protect your bedtimes. Now, this actually means before you go to bed, an hour before, please close down all your electronic gadgets. Why it is important? Because either it is you or your child, you might get insomniac. That is, you might not be able to sleep for a longer span of time. Now, as we are grown-ups, it really won't affect us. But then as they are kids, we all know that In the growth years of the child, sleep is the most important thing. The more they sleep, the better they grow. Because that is the time when their subconscious mind is growing and helping the body to grow properly. But then if the child is not able to sleep properly, if the child is going to have disturbed sleeps, or if the child is going to be very alert while sleeping, and the sleep is not a silent sleep, imagine, is the child really being developed in a proper manner or not? Of course not. So please protect your bedtimes. Pay attention to whatever your child is watching. You should know as a parent what the child has watched and what the child is going to watch. Why it is important? Because we never know whatever the child is going to watch or whatever the child is watching right now. There are some ads or something which is not really needed for the child to know at that particular age. So as a parent, keep a keen watch on whatever the child is watching. Also, as the children grow up, they surely won't like you interfering into the child's mobile time or checking what the child is doing. So I would suggest, please go and check the history of your mobile and be alert if you're not able to check the history, because the child might be using incognito tab. Now, I hope you all as a parent know that in Google, there is this kind of option where whatever you're going to watch will not be recorded. The history won't be there. So if you go to the right hand side of the Google and if you press that, you'll get a list of options in which there is an option called incognito tab. Now, if in this incognito tab, you watch anything, no history will be produced for that particular content. So if there is no history in your mobile, be alert, your child is using incognito tab. On top of that, go and check the YouTube history, go and check every app the child is using, understand what the app is, understand what is the child doing in that app. Moving on, teach your child good online behavior. Now, why good online behavior is required? What actually does good online behavior mean? Good online behavior basically means that we have to teach our children that talking to strangers is not really nice. Now, I know many of the times we all as a parent have told our kids that whenever you go out of the house or if you're in the parks or if you're in the school or if you're in the school bus or maybe you're moving out somewhere in the malls or somewhere, you are not supposed to talk to strangers. This is a normal way of teaching the child to protect himself or herself from any kind of problem. The same has to be taught to the child on online working. Now, as the kids play lot many online games, they get lot many unwanted comments, which they don't know how to digest or how to reply for the particular comment. Now, in this case, the child might feel bad about himself or herself and will tend to do something wrong what the person has told or what is expected. Take the example of Blue Whale. Blue Whale was the same game where the child used to end up his or her life just because the tasks were given. Now, this is also a major problem. Even when you are teaching your child the good online behavior, the child will surely try to come and tell to you that what kind of problem he or she is facing. Cyberbullying can also be one of the problems. And any other problem, whatever the child is going through, will be encouraged to come and talk to you back again. So you have to teach your child and tell your child that if something is going wrong with you on the social media, come and talk to us. We are there to help you out. The child doesn't have to get scared about all these things, because many of the times it happens that the child doesn't speak about it. And then when the things go extreme, we as a parent get to know. So please talk about all these things so that the child will understand that there are some problems like this and he or she can come back to you and talk on the issue. This is how you can help yourself and your children to be safe from cyber crimes. Moving on, discuss digital discussion making. Why this is important? Because as a child, he or she should know what to download, why to download, why not to download, and why to check the authenticity. Now, when you as a parent are going to tell all these things to your child, the child will surely think on all these points. What happens is the child keeps on downloading n number of games and n number of things which are not needed. The child doesn't know that there is something called authenticity which has to be checked, and because of which we can be the victims of cybercrime. So that is why when we discuss about all these things and when we tell the child that this particular site is good to download, you should check the authenticity. What is authenticity? How to check the authenticity? When you tell all these things to the child very, very clearly, the child is surely going to understand the things faster and better. Foster real life friendship. This is the most important thing I would suggest parents, please do it. Because as I said, the kids are searching virtual happiness than real relationships. Now in this case, when we as a parent tell them that these virtual relationships are never going to help you, never going to come back to you and are going to really support you in your life. Of course, how to tell, when to tell and what to talk is up to you as a parent. But do tell them how a real life relationship can surely help the child be a positive person in his or her life. And also, do teach them some social skills. how to talk to people, how to behave in the society, how to react in front of people, and so on and so forth. This will make the child understand why social life is important and how can this social life make you happy. Now, these were some points which I told, which can help you to protect your child from cyber crimes and from cyber attacks. But the major thing what you as a parent should do is learn more. Keep updating yourself. Please do visit to the site, the Family Online Safety Institution and Common Sense Media. Please do visit these sites and understand what is upcoming, what are the new versions, what are the new updates, and what is to be used and what is not to be used on the social medias, so that you as a parent, when you know everything, you can surely keep your child updated. Above all, please use your judgments. Many of the times, in spite of doing all these things, you might find some problem with the kids, psychological imbalances, where the child will not be able to speak. Instead of you talking all these things, the child might not be able to speak to you. So please try and understand what's going on, what's going wrong, or what's going right, and try and safeguard your child from all the problems. Because it is only you who can make your child feel and be safe in this world. Thank you for listening to me, and do connect to me on Facebook and Instagram, and do let me know what has helped you out in this particular podcast. Thank you.